And now, coming to you from the classiest radio station on the air, this is Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program.
Your turn, Fred.
Now, more than ever, we need music!
Thank you, Fred. Well said indeed. Now, Simon, use your golden-throated voice to tell our listeners what they're about to hear. Simon? Simon? Has anybody seen Simon?
Music made by musicians for you to listen to.
Hey, welcome. You're tuned to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I'm your host, John Lovering. It is my pleasure to be your host for this program because I have a passion for old-time radio, and I assume you do too, and I welcome you here because it's great to share our passions, right? All right, on this track is Jubilee, an Armed Forces radio service program that featured African-American musicians and singers. It was broadcast to servicemen by way of shortwave radio from 1942 to 1953, and it was conceived at least in part as a morale-building service for African-American troops overseas. The wartime host was Ernie Bubbles Whitman, and the music is exceptionally good in this October 25, 1945 rendition of Jubilee. The program runs 30 minutes, and the guest stars include the Jubilee Jazz All-Stars, which are made up of Bobby Hackett, Dick Dickinson, Willie Smith, Corky Corcoran, Manny Klein, then we have Harry the Hipster Gibson, Peggy Lee, Flim Flam, and Leo Watson, and of course our Master of Ceremonies, Ernie Bubbles Whitman. It's a great show. Jubilee, October 25th, 1945, here on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. Enjoy, and thank you for listening.
Well, clap your hands, shout with glee, and stick around, because it's Jubilee! Gather round, good fans and neighbors. We're about to explode your sound catchers with a rash or two of hot horn glee. On hand to fan you and tan you are the Jubilee Jazz All-Stars, with such great gates as Bobby Hackett, Dick Dickinson, Willie Smith, Corky Corcoran, Manny Klein, and the maestro in charge, Corporal Murray McEachern. And then there's the outcast from the conservatory, Harry the Hipster Gibson, the blonde heartbuster, Peggy Lee, Slim Bam and Leo Watson, and your master of ceremonies, the blimp that flies right, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Gracias, Marshal Tua, and thank you, Vern Smith. Well, me and tonight we're nibbling the old apple right to the core. We got the hottest aggregation on hand that ever hosed a full field pack of riffs across the bubbling seven wets. The Jubilee All-Stars with Maestro Melly McHarran on the baton.
Well, on the trumpets, we got Bobby Hackett and Manny Klein and Emmett Berry and Frank Wiley.
Trombones, Henry Coco Coker and Vic Dixon and Private Ray Conniff.
Saxophones, Willie Smith, Corky Corcoran, Lem David, Corporal Babe Russin, and Sergeant Jack Martin.
Rhythm, Nick Pileko on the drums and vibes, Juan Rolando on piano, Slim Gillard on guitar, and Tiny Bam on the bass.
And coming at you with trumpeter Frank Wiley's jump opus, The Rough Idea.
Give it to us, boys, give it.
Thank you.
Thank you, men. Thanks a jumping million. And now a little load of Jivermite. Singy, swingy, Peggy Lee. Yes, it's an ever-loving singer of songs, and here she is.
Thank you, Big Steph. It's a real pleasure to visit Hothorn Hall.
Peggy, as a girl who's been in this ward effort with both feet, what's your idea of the average GI?
That's a hard question to answer.
Well, for instance, what's the first thing he wants to do when he gets home?
Ernie, that's an easy question to answer. Let's go on to the second thing, huh?
All right, let's have that song you wrote yourself.
You mean You Was Right, Baby?
That's the one. Groove it to us.
You said someday you'd turn the tide, and I'd be laughing on the other side. You was right, baby. Baby, you were so right. You said someday the worm would turn. I had some lessons that I had to learn, and you was right, baby. Baby, you were so right. I gave you a story, you gave me the game. I wish you'd come back, but you say it's too late. I look kind of silly holding the sign. I guess I'll hold it until you come back. You said someday you'd pass me by, that I'd be telling you just one too many lies. And you was right, baby. Baby, you were so right. I gave you a story, you gave me the game. I wish you'd come back, but you say it's too late. I look kind of silly holding the sign, but I guess I'll hold it until you come back. You said someday you'd pass me by, that I'd be telling you just one too many lies. And you was right, baby. Baby, you were so right.
And you was right, baby. Baby, you were so right.
That was Peggy Lee swinging out on the end of a tonsil. At this particular tick, we're proud to present the hippiest cornet player in the country together with Esquire's Choice, the Alto Sax Champ of the Year, Bobby Hackett and Willie Smith. Here it comes now, dribbling at you, September in the Rain. Thank you. yes, of course. Thank you, Bobby Hackett and Willie Smith. The next cat out of the bag is a...
Hey, Big Stuff, who's that droopy citizen draped over the piano?
Oh, him. Don't you know Harry Hipster Gibson? Hey, Harry, shuffle over. Boy, and be sociable.
Man, take it easy. Take it slow, Jack. I'll get there.
Gosh, Mr. Gibson, what are you so tired about?
I think I've been breathing too often lately.
Huh? I breathe all the time.
You do?
Doesn't everybody?
I don't know.
Well, I've got some angles.
Oh, yeah? Well, baby, if you had any angles, they'd be worn smooth a long time ago.
No kidding, Harry. I'm dying to hear you play that new song of yours. Shall we have it?
Well, maybe I'll play it now. After all, I ain't here to just chop up my gums, you know. So, here we go. Now, there's a funny situation in our neighborhood. I hope I'm able to make myself understood. It's about the boys and girls down on the avenue. The question is, who's going steady with who? Well, right now, I'm going steady with Betty. Yeah. And Betty's going steady with me. Now, Betty used to run around with little Eddie. But Eddie broke her heart, you see. I was very shy with Vi. Beside Eddie, he was the apple of her eye. And Betty's big brother, Freddie, he didn't like little Eddie. Now, Eddie's going steady with Vi. He calls her V, and Betty's going steady with me. The melody. I'll play it real cute now. To a party just the other night. Everybody there got to feeling kind of bright. I looked around to see if Freddie was watching me, but Freddie was holding hands with my sister Dee. Dee, 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 Dee. Now, my other sister, Hetty, she had an eye on Fred. I was eyeing Vine. Betty had eyes for Ed. Eddie was watching Dee, and oh, gosh, oh, gee. This is how it turned out to be. Now, Freddy's going steady with Hetty. And Hetty is my sister, you see. Well, I know that, I know that. Long as Freddy kept running around with Hetty. Well, that was great for a little Betty and me. I was doing all right with that kid. But Freddy had to fall in love with Nettie. Nettie happens to be the sister of Ed. So now, Freddy's letting Betty go steady with Eddie. Vi's going steady with Ted. He calls her V. And I's going steady, just getting ready. I's going steady with me. Oh my, I don't know what it's all about. Tell me, do you? Who's going steady with me?
Now once more, it's that slick chick with a slip lip. Peggy Lee digging a groove in the static with... Don't blame me, honey, you're on your own.
Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, so how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see when you do the things you do? If I can't conceal this thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
Thank you, Peggy Lee. That spun me like a yo-yo. It looks like Gila Boo's time in Dixie. Only a few alley cats in the streets. Yeah, it's almost time to truck on home. Beating the tempo on ash cans. The band is going to stash the stash, but dribbling solids and out of your way. Are you in this too, Slim?
Nuts, Pop. I'll join in here, there, and around the edges.
It goes in, sonny boy, and how it comes out, nobody knows.
Yeah, when better jam is spread, pass the bread.
On the count of three, men. One, two, and away we go.
One, two.
When there are gray skies, I don't mind those gray skies. You make them blue, sunny boy. And let all your friends forsake you, I don't care. Hell off. Baby, you got me blue, sunny boy. Ba ba boo boo ba bee ba 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 ba. Get with it. Get on my knee. I'll send you something. Hey, all
right. That's a very solid cat, Emmett Berry.
saxophone a la Rooney, Lem Davis. Slide trombone a la Valtorini, Vic Dickerson. Zuto Ruti, Bobby Hackett. Tone, very groovy, Corky Cochran. Chase Orini, Coco. Ray Conniff. Thank you. Rifkin. Scat Watson. Bam Brown.
Notch it. Thank you for letting us dig you. We're going to button down the roof now and let the joint simmer off until next time. We'll be back again soon to square your hats and wipe the egg off your face. Meanwhile, this is Ernie Call Me Thermite because I'm a hotshot Whitman saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/Heirloom Radio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.